Hey guys,
Will Durst here with a few words of caution. If you plan on going anywhere near a Republican candidate these days, you might want to carry an umbrella, because pledges are raining down around them like frogs after a giant explosion in a swamp. They're making pledges on everything, from gay marriage to abortion to Sharia law. Wouldn't be surprised to hear that the American Association of Apple Growers demands nominees make a public promise to avoid cherry and meringue pies while running for president. Blueberry is so anti-American. Rick Perry signed a pledge opposing gay marriage, which counteracts a previous pledge he made to leave the question up to the states. So now, according to Rick Perry, homophobia trumps states' rights. Of course, Rick Perry also pledged not to run for president, so he seems to have a rather fluid attitude as far as these pledges go. But does that stop conservative groups from demanding that candidates sign these intractable oaths? No. So far this year, they're waving around the Susan B. Anthony pledge, promising to appoint anti-abortion cabinet officers, the cut cap and balance pledge, which cuts, caps, and balances the budget while giving rich people more money, the marriage vow, which is different but similar to the anti-gay marriage pledge, in which candidates agree to oppose same-sex marriage and reject Sharia law and pledge personal fidelity to their spouse. Didn't they do that when they got married? How about the Paris Hilton pledge to wear underwear at all times? The marriage vow is the one that said that black children born into slavery were more likely to be raised by a two-parent family than a child today, which some people pointed out kind of endorsed slavery. Little bit. Michelle Bachmann said she didn't mean to sign it and hadn't read it. Get that? Signed it but didn't read it. You know what we need? We need candidates to sign a pledge, not to sign any pledges they haven't read. Most of them seem to be illiterate, so that could cut down on the pledging considerably. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.